أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. Yesterday we had discussed the original and the temperament of Shariat, which was set by Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in all cases we must try and stick to that, the temperament and the nature of deen which they have set, the mizaj of deen. And then the limits were set by Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we are fully permitted to go in that field also, but a person who is on the borders easily goes overboard. So we have to be careful that we are not at the borders, but we come to the core, to the mizaj of Shariat, which was set by Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And then further in this ayat and this whole surah, some mufassirin have called it Surah Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Surah of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which shows the great virtues of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And his virtues are mentioned in the surah, which have been revealed according to mufassirin for Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and many other ayat also. So we find consequently in Mishkat Sharif a narration by Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you people will make Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu the Khalifa after me, which was a clear indication that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated that the first Khalifa should be Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, you will find him zahid fi dunya Raghib fil Akhirah. And this hadith is narrated by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who some people claim that he should have been the first Khalifa, whereas he himself says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you people make Hazrat Abu Bakr my Khalifa after me, you will find him this condition that he will have nothing to do with dunya and he will be very much engrossed with Akhirah. And of course that was who Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was. Also Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions, and Hazrat Ali is known for his valor and his bravery. He is a symbol of valor and bravery. But he himself says that on one occasion the non-believers kuffar had surrounded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they intended to kill, na'uzu billah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is a symbol of valor, he says, I found myself helpless. In that condition with all the kuffar, I couldn't do anything. But I saw Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu come and he threw himself into the kuffar and fought them and made them all run on the hills. And so he said that I found that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asja'un nas, the most brave. When the symbol of bravery says somebody else is brave, how brave won't he be? And it was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the mani'een al-zakat, the people who did not want to pay their zakat, and when Musaylama al-Kazzab claimed that he is a Nabi of Allah, at that time when everyone felt we must look after Medina Sharif at the moment, that now we are vulnerable, yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has just passed away, the enemy's eyes will be, yeah, Hazrat Abu Bakr said that no, we will go and we will fight them. When even Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave advice, we should stay behind. He told him, you were brave in the days of kufr, and in Islam you are a coward, you don't want to go, nobody else will go, I will go alone myself. Then all understood and they followed suit and the army went and established Islam everywhere. So these were the great qualities of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that all the people who had shown favors to me and who had given so much in the path of Allah, Hazrat Usman, how much he gave, Hazrat Umar, how much he gave. But he says, everyone's favor I've paid them back in this dunya. Only Hazrat Abu Bakr is that person, radiallahu anhu, that I could not pay him back. And Allah will pay him back on the day of Qiyamah. And how much did he give? So much he gave that on the occasion of Tabuk, that he gave everything. He swept his house out. He left nothing whatsoever. His own clothes also. He only had some sack on him, and that also tied with thorns as buttons. That's all he had left. We can't imagine what his reliance was on Allah Ta'ala, and he gave everything. And then at that time when he gave it, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam was naturally very pleased with him. And Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to ask Hazrat Abu Bakr, that Allah is giving salams to Hazrat Abu Bakr. And Allah is asking, in this condition that you have got absolutely nothing for yourself, are you happy with Allah Ta'ala? So he said, Ana an Rabbi Radin, Ana an Rabbi Radin. I'm extremely happy and satisfied. Satisfied with my Allah in this condition that I have nothing for myself. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and we hear this every Friday in the khutbah, Arhamu ummati bi ummati Abu Bakr. That we listen to this every Friday, that the person who has got the most love, raham, kindness, compassion for my ummah is Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And his name is mentioned first in the hadith, then Hazrat Umar, and then Hazrat Uthman, and then Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the Friday khutbah that we listen to, particularly the second khutbah, we should try and find out what the meaning is, and we will see it puts our aqaid and our priorities and preferences in place. If we listen to it carefully and we are not sleeping and we try and find out what it is, it puts all our things in order. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu has been testified to by everyone as the person who was the most amanatdar. How much of amanat trust he had in him. The most diyanat. There was nobody that he would turn his word one bit this way or that way. In fact, the very khilafat that he had, and he looked after it. Not only the money matters or anything else, but even the khilafat that he had to establish Islam, how he had worked and established it. His zuhad, abstinence from dunya, he had like absolutely nothing to do with this dunya. It is like a person who goes in the water but doesn't get wet. He was in this dunya, but the dunya did not affect him in the least. But his taqwa, we have mentioned that when just doubtful food went down his throat, he put his fingers in his throat and brought up all that food also. His ithar, giving preference to others all the time, preference to other people. His sahawa, generosity, knew no bounds. That he was such a rich man, but he had become poor for the sake of Islam and for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. His complete knowledge was to such an extent that on one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi explained that there is one servant of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala whom Allah Ta'ala has given the choice of dunya or akhirah. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu started crying profusely. The Sahaba say, radiallahu anhum, we don't know why this old man is crying now. What special thing did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? Afterwards they realized that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was referring to his departure from this dunya. And they say none of us could comprehend it. It was the deep understanding of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he immediately understood that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is announcing that he won't be now long in this dunya. He will be leaving. And of course, how it was the effect on all the Sahaba and what it had on Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we cannot imagine. The company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most that anyone had Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's company, his sohbat, was Hazrat Abu Bakr. So much so that on the occasion of Hijrat, he was with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so that Allah declared in the Quran Sharif, Thaniyat Nain is Huma fil Ghar. He was the second of the two when they two alone were in the cave. When the enemy came right to the mouth of the cave also, who was there looking after Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who saw to all his comfort? It was none other than Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When the ayat was revealed, Shawirhum fil Amr, that make mashura with them. In there was reference to Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So what the position that Allah is declaring, that, oh, you Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are my Nabi. But when you decide matters, make mashura with Hazrat Abu Bakr also. What a great position Allah ta'ala had given him. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had become so ill that now he could not go to the masjid, which was joined, his room was joined to the masjid, and there he ordered Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to make imamat. And while he was making imamat, he asked the curtain to be moved so that he could see. And when he saw his sahaba making namaz behind Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was very pleasing and cooling to the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the sahaba busy making namaz, Hazrat Abu Bakr the imam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam watching the scene. What a great scene it must have been, and what a great honor for Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I've got two ministers in this world, two in the akhirah, Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikael alayhi salam most probably. In this world, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar, they are my ministers, my chief ministers with whom I decide all my matters. So all this shows the great honor of Hazrat Abu Bakr, and he is the greatest in the ummah. After all the anbiya, he is the most greatest in the whole world and in akhirah. Surpasses all the malaika also. What a great position Allah had given to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, just finishing the surah, that Allah, he was the person with the most taqwa. He was the one who spent all his money for Allah. He is the one who had complete tazkiyah and purification. And he is the one who did all this solely for the pleasure of Allah, for no other purpose, not even because a favor was done to him, and in return of that a person must do a favor, not even for that, solely for the pleasure of Allah. وَلَصَوْفَ يَرْضَى, and Allah will please him, just as it comes in the next surah, وَالْضُحَى. Allah Ta'ala says, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will please you. So for Hazrat Abu Bakr also Allah declared, we will give you so much in the akhirah that you will be so pleased. And what a great honor for Hazrat Abu Bakr. This brings us the end to this surah. May Allah accept it from us, and may Allah Ta'ala give us our priorities in order and understand our deen, and let no enemy, inside enemy, outside enemy, ever have any effect on us. And our iman we must look after, and be worried of our children and family, that all of us, our iman, and understand the position of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and be very aware, very afraid of those people who attack Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, who attack his daughter Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and who speak ill about them. We must be very, very wary and careful about this. This is happening all around us all the time in very subtle ways, and we become entangled in the whole mess also without even realizing it. May Allah give us our priorities in order. Wa akhiru da'wana.